Today's daf in Masechet Ta'anit, brought to you mibein Chomot Yerushalayim, is daf Chof Chet. And we are holding on the top, very top line. Parashah Gedolah, Korino Tabishnayim, and then we go on to talk about how we do this kriya. So the Mishnah is a bit opaque here. It says Bishacharit v'musaf v'karkar v'mapien. It's not a little bit unclear where the vav begins the next piece of a series. Is it Bishacharit v'musaf korin b'shnayim u'b'mincha korin apiem, or is it korin v'mincha b'shacharit and b'musaf v'mincha korin apiem? That isn't clear, and that's exactly what the Gemara wants to find out. How do we read the Mishnah? B'shacharit u'b'musaf, korin ota b'sefer, and b'mincha korin ota ape, korin et shema, or do we mean b'shacharit korin ota b'sefer, and then b'musaf b'mincha korin ota ape, korin et shema? That's shema. See, the bigger right from the brighter. The Tanya b'shacharit u'b'musaf, nerlasin lebet ha-knesset, v'korin k'derek shekorin kol ha-shana. So really, the shacharit u'b'musaf goes together. We read it out of a sefer. The mincha would involve additional tircha to get everyone now and take out the sefer and the tanit and so on. So the mincha, we have an individual, not three aliyahs, but an individual, yachid korin ota alpeh, mashma, that we had one person would stand up there and read it alpeh to everybody else. Omer Rabbi Yosef, yachi yachid yachol likrot divrei Torah alpeh b'tzibur, is it mutter to say divrei Torah shelo mitoch ha-sefer and to be motzi acherim yedei chovatam in such a case? And incidentally, based on this Gemara, indeed, many of the Peskim say that the Isser of Dvarim Shebichtav shelo yomru b'al peh is in the tzibur, to be motzi others. The person himself, if he knows, he knows, then he's able to say it. That rather kulam nichnasim mikorin ha-talpeh. It means everyone, not only the yochid for them, but everyone together reads it kriyat shema. Kol yom sheyesh bo halel v'ein bo ma'amad. So what are we saying? We're saying that a korban etzem is docha ne'ila, the way you're learning it, but it's not being docha the ma'amad of mincha. What exactly would be the difference between them? Why are the korban etzem specifically related to the ila in some way? So ma'af resh ben zelazet, because halolo divrei Torah, halolo divrei sofrim. Mincha is something that has a basis. We know that Yitzhak Avinu is metaken tefillat mincha, which we learn out from the Masu'ach Basadeh. Where Shenkin, Ne'ilah, the concept of a Ne'ilah is built entirely around the Darabonic concept of the closing of the gates. We don't really have an idea of Tevilah and the Torah at that time particularly. So Memela, we're not as machmer on it. Zmana tiko anim va'am. Of course, this gave rise to all types of discussions. This is implied that Tevilah actually is the Oraita, Machlokas the Ramban, the Ramban, and Tain is against the Ramban based on this Gemara, it says the Torah. Again, clearly the Gemara doesn't mean that the specific institution of something that was milifnei matan Torah, because Yitzhak was miyasi, has a din of the Oraita, it means that it has in it the special kayak of that which is merumas in the Divrei Torah itself. Koyom sheyesh bo. What is the point of this whole thing? I mean, wasn't this sort of like a one-time event that there were times where these families were around, they used to bring korbanos? Why are we making such a point of it in a mishnah that it should be kavua? So Torah Rabbanan, lama hutzichu lomar zmanat zekohanim v'am. I mean, either they did bring or they didn't bring. I mean, what's the point of being koveya in this fashion? Says the Gemara, no, this is something very special. It was indeed a historical event. What the fuck? What's the havamina? What is the question of the Gemara?
Yeah.
What is the point of mentioning that there were korbanot etzim that happened to have taken place on these days? There's no kviyut in them. If they took place, they took place. They didn't take place, they didn't take place. You can just tell me that in a time where somebody's bringing the people getting together to bring etzim for the marocha, so then this would be the din. What are you telling me? These families aren't around anymore. What are you giving me the dates for? Says the Rabbanan that actually, it says the Gemara, no, actually this was a very important historical event that did become kavua as an actual time. Amru, they say that kishalu b'nei ha-gola lo matzu etzim b'lishka. What happened is that originally, at the time of the Aliyah of Ezra, they were very poor. We know the Bechira, And there was nothing there. They didn't even have enough funds to buy the wood to burn the Mizbeach. And there were particular families, Amdu Elu V'Hitnadvu Mishalahem. The reason that we need to mention now the times about these families is because Kachitu Nevi'im Shebineyem. At that point, being so moved by the Nevi'im, that the Nevi'im were so moved by what had happened, so that they gave them the schus, Shafil Lishka Melayayitzim, Yuela Mitnadvim Mishalahem. That in, for the rest of the Zman, any time that members of these families would come and they would bring their nidvas eitzim, even though there was plenty of wood, nonetheless, the wood that was used on Mizbeach would be the wood that they would bring. Shneimar, we see that there was actually a kvius, because it says, V'hagora lo tipalnu al korban eitzim, ha-kohanim alavim v'ham, lavi lebet elokeinu, lebet avotenu li'itim mezumanim. It says, Beferush, this was done at particular times, shana v'shana l'vayal mizbach Hashem elokeinu kakutu b'tarah. In other words, they were koveya, who had the rights to which one of these times, they did not pick or out. But these were the families that had committed themselves to do it, and they were koveya it, and the times that they were zocha to all pick or out.
Two families came at the same time?
Sorry?
No,
they did al pigorot. When to split it, they split it al pigorot. Everybody would have liked to have the schus, but perhaps particular types. V'imahem kohanim v'leviim and kol mi shaloy adam mi'ez shifta and so on. Yeter rabbonim. We mention in this list of people the Gon ve'eli and the Bnei Kotzei Ktziot, which is a rather funny name for a group of people. What exactly is that referring to? Omru pam achat gazra malchut gizera Yisrael shelo yaviu eitzim lemaharacha v'shelo yaviu bikurim l'Yerushalayim. One time there was a gizera that prohibited people from bringing up either eitzim or bikurim. Voshivu pruz da'ot al adrachim, and they set down policemen to watch the borders. Kederech shoshiv yiravam menavat shelo yalu Yisrael regel, just like Yiravam menavat had done to prevent people from coming to Yerushalayim. Ma'asu kisherim v'yir'echech otado. If you salei bikurim, so what they did was, first the terms of the bikurim, they took the baskets that they normally would have brought up to Yerushalayim, the tarim and so on, filled with the fruits of the bikurim, put the bikurim on the bottom. The chifum b'ktziot, they covered over the top of the baskets with layers of the dried figs, and they pretended to be going out to press them. So natlum, they took them with an ali al katfehem, with the pestle, which was used, the large pressing device, which was used to make the cakes, and that was the press ktziot. And they came. Now they came up to the machsom. They came in Shigiret El Pruzdaot, they checked the cars, they found this in the trunk. Amrulam Lechan Atam Ochim, where do you guys think you're going? What's your problem? We have a press up ahead, a little while down the road over there. All we need to do is we're going to press now these fruit into this machteshes with the Eli Shalkat Ve'enu. What do you think we're carrying around this Eli for? Kivan Jabrumayan, when they passed by the police, they took off the ktziot, and itrum besalim, they now decorated the bikurim in the baskets. There's the derech, they're supposed to bring them all beautiful and carry them up to Yerushalayim. Ve'evim li'Yerushalayim. Tana hein hein b'nei salmai hanu tafti. There's a question exactly what this means. Some learn it means that they were actually the same family, or others learn it was the same type of trick that the b'nei salmai hanu tafti. The b'nei salmai is from the lashon of sulam. Some have, instead of netufti, which means they came from netufa, rather netsufati, which means that they broke apart the sulamot that they had. So the maisa was that there too, pam achat gazra malchut gizera Yisrael shelo yaviu eitzim lemaharacha. So again, some learn when it said before shelo yaviu bikurim, shelo yaviu eitzim lemaharacha, it was the same group of people. They had one eitzim for the bikurim, and they had another eitzim for the eitzim. What did they do for the eitzim? There too, shiva pruzdot al adrachim. They set up these policemen. You can see why it's hein hein. It's a parallel story. So the hein hein again could mean, and it's the same idea. It could mean literally hein hein. It's the same, basically the same group of people. So ma you ma su yirech
hech
batoador.
This is the model.
Huh?
This would be like the main mice. This is the model, and the other one is just like.
Yeah, if you read it that way, if it doesn't mean it's the same people. So what did they do? They brought the Gizrei Etzim, and they made sulamot from the Gizrei Etzim. V'nichu al katfehem, they put the ladders on their shoulders, and they were walking, as if they were workmen. Kimen shigiyu etzlam, when they came to the maksom, amru lehem leichan atem olchim, where you guys think you're going? Amru lehem leviku etzalot b'shovav shelefen, what's the matter with you guys, man? What we're doing is going out to get some birds down for my dovkat. What do you think we're carrying these ladders for? We don't like to go walking around all day carrying ladders. V'lamot shal katfehem, kimen shavru mehem, when they passed the police, perkum, they took the letters apart. And they brought them up to Yerushalayim as their korban etzim. There's a beautiful gro, famous gro, who points out that in the posik uvir alea ken etzim baboker, the trop, the ta'amim, is darga tavir, which means broken letters. It's a classic gro. So that the etzim, the rames, the day will come that they'll be brought from broken apart letters. So on these people who figured out ways to get to Yerushalayim and to be Mosif now the schus of the bias and the mizbeah, so on them it's a zecher tzaddik levracha. All Yerovam ben Nevat v'chavirov who attempted to prevent people from coming up to the Beis HaMikdash. Ne'amar v'shem rishayim yirkav. You should ask better if you're going to ask. Why? How come one says you're a chet, the other one says ksherim shabbos? Okay. Yeah. The marsha asks the question. He says his prat. Take a look, see if you like. Be'esrim. So now we go through the dates. Be'esrim bo b'nei pachat Moav ben Yehuda. Who exactly is b'nei pachat Moav? Tana b'nei pachat Moav ben Yehuda. Hein b'nei David ben Yehuda. The Rabbi Meir. Pachat Moav. Very coincidental that David HaMelech comes from Moab, and that it was a family of Pachot, which means of governors, kings. Must be, it's the same family. So that means that in one case we give them the name B'nai David, in the other case we give them the name Pachat Moab, but it's the same family, which of course is a problem, because in the Mishnah we list only one family that repeated. It's a Shenit. Should have said Shenit? Who was going to ask those? This is the sheet of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yossi Omer, no, the Bnei Pachat Moav ben Yehuda is a reference actually to Yoav ben Tzeruya, because Tzeruya, who was Yoav's mother, was the sister of David, which means that also she came from Moab. In which case, the Bnei Pachat Moav was the other family, famous family in Yehuda that came from Yehuda, which is Yoav ben Tzeruya. So that we have the two families, the uncle and the nephew, mentioned as separate families. They had the schus to bring the korbanos. Hello, b'nei Adin ben Yehuda. So who exactly is Adin ben Yehuda? Tana Rabbana. B'nei Adin ben Yehuda. Hein b'nei David ben Yehuda. We know that David HaMelech was always referred to as Adino Eitzani. We darshed it in Brochus that Pishadi was Oisik Bateri, is Ba'adin et Atzmo. The opposite of the way he acted in war. In war he was strong and powerful, and over here he was basically a weakened Bentero who gave himself over to the Tero. So here they call him Adin Ben Yehuda, which would mean that according to Rabbi Yehuda, it should mention Shenit here, which is also we're going to ask, as this is the time that B'nai David came around the second time. Whereas Rabbi Yossi says, no, Adino Eitzani is actually, this is the reference to B'nai Yoav ben Tzeruya. So he held that Adino Eit is actually a machlokas, whether Adino Eitzani is David or it's Yoav. Be'achad b'tevek, here's our problem. Shavu B'nai Parushniya. Now this doesn't make sense. Because here if it says this was the family that came back a second time, it's not going to anyone. Because Moni Matzanis, it can't be Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir said that B'nai B'nai Pachat Moav is the same thing as B'nai David Ben Yehuda. So then if that's the case, it should have said Shavu Shenit, or should have said B'nai Pachat Moav Ben Yehuda Shenit. Should have said the same thing instead of just changing a name. So it's not Rabbi Meir. It can't be Rabbi Yehuda, who says that B'nai Adin Ben Yehuda is B'nai David Ben Yehuda, because then it shouldn't have said Adin Ben Yehuda. It should have said Shavu, again, B'nai David Ben Yehuda Shenit. And it doesn't make sense it's going according to him. So then it's Lo Rabbi Yossi. It can't be Rabbi Yossi either, because then it should say Shavu B'nai Yoav Ben Zeruya Shenit. It's both the same family. So what's happening over here? Who's it going according to? So Rabbi Meir, Lisnei Shavu B'nai David Ben Yehuda Shenia. Rabbi Yehuda, Lisnei Shavu B'nai David Ben Yehuda Shenia. Rabbi Yossi, Lisnei Shavu B'nai Yoav Ben Zeruya Shenia. Answers the Gemara Liolam Rabbi Yossi. Betray Tanoia, leave it in Rabbi Yossi. There are two ways of learning Rabbi Yossi. The Man Yoma, who said that B'nai Adin Ben Yehuda as a reference to B'nai Yoav, doesn't hold that Rabbi Yossi ever said that B'nai Pachas Moav is Yoav Ben Zeruya. In which case, there were two different families, but however we learned it, there was only one of Yoav Ben Zeruya. It was either the Adina Adina Etzani, or it was the B'nai Pachas Moav, but it wasn't both of them. So it's Trei Tanoi, Alib Rabbi Yossi, according to which, therefore, there was only one family that came Shenit, and that was B'nai Parosh. B'echad b'tevet lo hayabo ma'amad at all, because you had Hallel in the morning for Shacharis because of Chanukah. You also had Musaf because it was Rosh Chodesh. Sorry? You also had Musaf, and therefore that took care of the Musaf of Minchah. And it was also, you also had your Korban Eitz. Omele Markashisha, Breda of Chista of Ashi. Maishna Hallel. The Dochi Dideya. And why is it that Hallel only cancels now the Maimed of Shacharis, we said? Maishno Musaf, below Dochi Dideya. It says, if there's a Yom Shiesh Bo Musaf, so then Ein Bo Ma'amad Bin Mincha. This meant that there is Ma'amad in Musaf, just not in Mincha, which is very weird. Why is the Musaf not Docha, the Ma'amad of the Musaf itself? Omer Ravashi, what are you talking about? How could you think that that's the meaning of the Mishnah? Hash to the Lam Didei Doche Didei Lo Koshka. Well, obviously, if it's Doche Mincha, it's certainly Doche itself. What the Mishnah meant was that it's Doche even Mincha. It certainly doesn't mean that it's not Doche Musaf. Nisa, I know that. Ochika Amin Alokam. I'm asking you, why should it not be Doche but itself? That's what I'm saying. Shacharis is Docha Shacharis. Is that Docha Musaf? Because if you have a Hallel during Shacharis, so then you don't have a Maimon in Shacharis. But you do have a Maimon. It's only because it's also Rosh Chodesh. It would be Chanukah, you would have a Maimon in Musaf, even though every day of Chanukah is Hallel. Why would you have a Maimon in Musaf? Let it be Docha Musaf too, the same way the Karba Musaf is Docha Mincha. That's what I'm asking. So according to this, we should have Musaf being Docha Musaf. And therefore, if you have the Korban Eitz, so there's one way, one that shouldn't be said. Whatever it is, Mincha, Nilavam, why would we be Deicha Musaf and Mincha for a Musaf? Omar Leis, so he says, oh, there, indeed, that Rabbi Yossi ends up holding that. Ika Rabbi Yossi, the Korka Voscha. There is, I can't tell you exactly the Svara. He never really addresses the Svara. This is it. Lamaisa, this boils down to Rabbi Yossi Sheet at the Tanya. Rabbi Yossi Omer Kol Yom Sheyesh Bo Musaf Yesh Bo Ma'amad. Every day that there is a Korban Musaf, there nonetheless is a Ma'amad. So now the Tanakhama had said over here that if there's a Musaf, so then we don't have a Ma'amad. We'll see exactly what he means. But it turns out he's referring to the Ilam. But let's see what he means. Ma'amad demai. Ilay ma'amad b'shachris. What is he saying? That if yesh bo musaf, then there's a ma'amad b'shachris. The Tanakhama never argued on that. Where Tanakhama never say anything different. All the Tanakhama said is that if there's halal, there's no shachris. He never said if there's a korban musaf or dover shachris. So Tanakhama nami yochi kamar. What's Rabbi Yossi responding to? He's not arguing with anybody. Ela ma'amad musaf. What's he saying? That even though there's a musaf, there's a ma'amad a musaf anyway. Why would he hold that the Musaf wouldn't be Docha even the Ma'amad of the Musaf? There's no svar for that at all. Ella, so what then is he referring to? Is he referring to the Mincha? Therefore, in other words, and there's no Maimed on Mincha time. I mean, that Karban Eitzim is Docha. He's saying that there is Ma'amad no matter what. Why? The Karban Eitzim is Docha the Mincha. He's got to be referring to Elalav the Ne'ilah. So what he's saying is that if you're bringing a Karban Eitzim, the Karban Eitzim will be Docha Mincha, but won't be Docha Ne'ilah. Okay? So in other words, what you're saying is, Rabbi Yossi Shmamina, the day Docha, the Lav, the day Lo Docha, that whatever is brought is Docha, that which would be going on at the same time. Not two different things. So if you're going to be Docha Mincha, you're not going to be Docha Ne'ilah. That's all that he's saying. Which is basically your svara. Let Musaf be Docha Musaf and not be Docha Mincha. That's what you're asking. Very good. Rabbi Yossi holds like that. It says the Gemara, why don't we say, so Shmami did they dachi, lav did they lo dachi, Shmami. It says the Gemara, why don't we say Echad b'nisim lo'ayah b'maimed? Why did we pick up Echad b'teved? I don't understand. Dafka, because Echad b'teved had Hanukkah. I understand. Every Rosh Chodesh has Hallel. Why do you have to search for a time in which you'll have a Hallel because of Hanukkah that also works out to be a Rosh Chodesh Tavon Busav and that has a Karban Eitzim? Take Echad b'nisim. Who cares if it's not Hanukkah? Every Rosh Chodesh? What? Oh, that's what we're going to answer. So ask the Gemara, what's wrong with Echad b'Nisan? Should be, which say, Lo Hayah B'Mayim, Shesh B'Halal, has a Karban Musaf, has a Karban Eitzim. There were two Rosh Chodeshes that had the Karban Eitzim too. On my Rava Zot, Amarati, Lila, the Bereish Yarchal Abdi, right? This shows us that the din of Halal on Rosh Chodesh is basically only a minute. It doesn't have any mocker in the Halal that we normally say, which is, again, we're using the word Diorita rather loosely. But the concept that Halal first appeared at the Yam, and therefore has a chashivas for every time that there's a nace, but not stamp as Hilula on Rosh Chodesh.
It means it's not done the same way.
Well, no, that's not done the same way. It's not the same clear. We all know that it's not done the same way.
So
we
don't know that it's partial hall?
No. The Omer of Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Shimon, Ben Yod Sadat, Shumuna, Ser Yom Bashana, Yachid Gomer, Behem Ta'ale. There are 18 days in which a Yachid says Allah. It's Pshat. The Yachid says Allah. Something of Pshat and the Yachid means a Yochid, not Kol Yisrael, that is coming to do their Karbonis, or somebody that is coming, as the Takona, something that Kol Yisrael, happened to Kol Yisrael. But any Tzibur is also called a Yochid, according to this. Not only that an individual is not with the Beit HaKnesset. So in other words, but that the din of the Kriya is a Chiyav on everybody. And what are those 18 days, which do not include Rosh Chodesh? The Shmonat Yimei Achag, because there you have a different Musaf every day of Sukkot. The Shmonat Yemei Chanukah, the first day of Pesach, and Yom Tov Shel Atzeret, and in Chutz Laaretz, because of Sveika de Yuma, so you have three extra halals because of the suffix of Mitzoy, we would call Mitzoy Pesach, Mitzoy Shavuos, and Mitzoy Sukkot. So by them, it's a suffix Yom Tov, so you would say halals. So you have 21 days. What are they? Tish'at Yimei Achag, Shumonat Yimei Chanukah, Shnei Yomim Tevim, Rishonim Shel Pesach, Mitzvah Yontif is by them Yontif, Shnei Yomim Tevim Shel Atzeret is by them is Yontif. Rav was equal to Bavel. When Rav first came to Bavel, he found that they read Halal on Rosh Chodesh. He wanted to stop them from saying the Halal. What is this? You're making a new Yomim Tevim on your own. This was a shayla of a bracha. Because if he had seen that they didn't make a bracha with chatchila, then he would have realized that they didn't hold. This was the whole machlokas we've had all along about whether there's between Rashi and Tosfos and many others. We shouldn't get into the act about whether there's a bracha at a halal that's not being said completely. Sekiva de chazak from a dalek de lugi, when he saw that they skipped over certain parts of the halal, the way we do what we call half halal, so he said, oh, I understand now that they're not really saying halal. Shmamina min hagavoteyam biyadeyam. Clearly, it must only be a minig, otherwise, why would they have to leave out parts? It must be leaving out parts because they realize that it's not a chiyav. But l'chor, you see from here that there was, in fact, a bracha, because otherwise, why didn't he know? That we're saying halal now without a bracha. So then he should have recognized right away, unless you say that he came so late to daven. He came afterwards, right?
Tosa says maybe that's what you'll answer, but he showed up very late, so he didn't notice that. But he found them reading. They must have said it with a bracha, because otherwise it was clear.
He didn't know until they skipped.
He didn't know until they skipped, right? Okay, as I said, we have that. There's a machlokas l'maisa. The Spartan don't make a bracha. Some Ashkenazim. How do we get the idea that the luchot were broken on Shivas B'Tammuz? Take a look, and the Bright explains it to Tanya. B'shishalach chodesh nitnu aseret adibrot in Israel. Okay, we had the whole machlokas. We went through the very careful diyukim through the entire sugya. Spoke about before in Yuma, but the important thing is that there was indeed a machlokas whether the luchas were given on the 6th or 7th, but everybody agreed. I mean, even Mandi Omer B'shisha Nitnu, he holds B'shisha Nitnu B'shiv'a Allah Moshe. He agrees that Moshe was Eile to the Har for 40 days on the 7th. Mandi Omer B'shiva, also it's B'shiva Nitnu, but B'shiva Allah. So it's okay, there's a machlokas of when the Kabbalat Luchot was, but everybody agrees that it was the L'mochorat, the Kabbalat Torah, but L'mochorat, he went up to actually get the Luchos in his hands. Okay, it says before Vayikra Moshe b'yom ha'shvi'i, and that's followed by Yavo Moshe b'toch ha'anan, v'yala lahar, v'yim Moshe b'har arba'im yom, v'arba'im layla. Okay, so now let's figure this now. So that means we've got 24 days of Sivan and 16 days of Tammuz. Malalu arba'im b'shivtzar b'tammuz nachi. So now we get to the 40 days, 40 full days that Moshe was on the mountain. He now comes down on the next day, and on that same day, as he's coming down, as it says, he broke the luchos. It's vayi kasher karav al machane lo yarat ha'egel. It works out to Shivasa B'Tammuz. The Psukim basically are telling us the dates. Then it says another thing that happened is that Batil HaTamid, that we don't have any raya from anywhere, but we have a Kabbalah to that Gemara. Hufkaha here. That's not true. Shivasa Avin. What do you mean? It wasn't on the 17th. It says, V'chodesh HaRivi Batish Alachodesh V'yachak HaRaav Ba'ir. And then it says immediately following that, Vatibakaha ir. So, but the whole story, that everybody ran away, and so on. So, how do you get that? That's the ninth. There's no remez over there to the 17th. Oh, my Rabbi, what's the problem? That Tosik is obviously referring to the Churban Risha. That was Kan Berisha, not. We're talking about the Churban Sheni. It's we're closer. What affects us more directly is the Churban Bayit Hasheni. So we keep the date of the Bayit Hasheni, Kan Bishniya. The Tanya Berisha, now we've got here, Betish Abetamut, and Bishniya, Bishivasar. The fantastic Yerushalmi about this, the famous issue that everybody discusses, according to which the posik of Vatibaka Ha'ir is basically built on a mistake. It was actually the 17th, but because of the horrific things that were going on, they got the date wrong. And they left it there, Lezecher, the Tzaretz, of the time. By the time they got the information, so much tumult and it was going from mouth to mouth, and it was hearsay. And so about, so they left it the way it was. So Pella that they were Koveya, a Ta'ut in the Pasuk to be the. But that is it's very interesting. A lot of Mefarshim bring out they were Ovdei Shemesh. So that's the Ovdei Shemesh were Koveya the date according to the civil date. The civil date was based on the Tkuf of Tammuz. So the Tkuf of Tammuz, they split the Tkufas into 3 months each. 91 days and so on were basically a 3 month period. So based on the Tkufa, it was indeed the ninth, but in terms of the Jewish year, it was the 17th. To be Koveya, the sadness of the fact that Jews were counting to the civil date, they left in Yirmiyahu the ninth of Tammuz, even though it wasn't the ninth of the Jewish Tammuz, it was the ninth of the Goyish Tammuz. So the whole relationship to the Churban became a relationship to the secular. Oh.
I don't remember if I heard this already, but since their orientation was in terms of the ninth, and that was reporting it the way they perceived.
Yeah, that we discussed, isn't that? We talked about that. that all of these things are perceptual. But I mean, this is a very nice nekuda. Why would we koveya it in that way specifically here? Because part of the korban was that they had lost interest in the nature of Jewish time. The very common, unfortunately, there's my name now. There are people that, you know, you write the Jewish state on a check and they look.
Yeah, continue.
Sarav afustomas is a Torah. Also, the date on that is purely a Gemara. And mi tzelem beichal minalan. Well, Diftif, take a look. You have a very interesting pasuk that links two events. We're talking about the vision of Daniel. So it says, umeit husar hatamid velatet shikut shomein. So Daniel's visions are dated from two events that took place barely at the same time. Otherwise, how can we count from two different events? So the hasarat hatamid goes together with the Shikut Shomein. That must mean that on the same day that Husar HaTamid, and that we had now the Gemara that Husar HaTamid was on the 17th. So I mean, if that's the case, it must be that the Shekut Shomein was also on the 17th. That's the Gemara of Echad Havi. What do you mean? There was only one Shekut Shomein that was put into the Eichel? V'aktiv. Doesn't it say Beferish that V'al Knaf Shikutzim Mishomein? Daniel himself says that there were more than one. So all of a sudden, he talks about a sheket, when indeed there were shikutzim. Omar Rava, the thing is that there were actually first two. Again, Rashi learns this is the Menashe's shikutzim. So you put up two, and then they hear a crash. Menafal chad al chavre. One of them falls on the other one. Vekati liyade. And it breaks off its end. So we don't count that one, because that one, I mean, take seriously, if you break its end, that's the oldest joke in the book. So we only talk about a sheep and shame. Vishtakech, the avictiv, they saw that it was written, the question on which one it was written, Tosfos was written on when they broke off the end, it was written there, the one that was broken. So it says like this, that Ant Tzavit, the Pashas Rashi, but it's like the Pashas is the circuit, the one that broke it. Ant Tzavit L'charuvei Beta, as if the Tzelem was talking to its friend over here. You wanted to destroy the bias of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to get Klal Yisrael to go ahead and to be worshipping Avodah Zorah. So, Yatcha Shlimut Alek. So we pay you back with your hand, meaning I cut off your hand to pay back for what it is you wanted to do. Parshah Gedolah Korin Tov Shnayim B'Shachrit U'B'Musaf U'B'Mincha Korin Al Peh. Mibor Lechi Korin B'Shachrit U'B'Musaf Korin B'Sefer U'B'Mincha Korin Al Peh. Or the Yom Ha'achi Ketanim B'Shachrit Korin Tov B'Sefer U'B'Musaf U'B'Mincha Korin Al Peh Korin Tshuvat Toshma. The Tanya B'Shachrit U'B'Musaf Nicholas in the Beit HaKnesset Korin Kedar Shekorin Kol HaShana. ובמנחה יחיד קורא אותה על פה עומרת יוסי וכי יחיד יכול לקרוא דברי תורה על פה בציבור אלא כולם נכנסים וקוראים אותה על פה כי קוראים את שמם כל יום שיש בו הלל אין בו מאמר מה יפרש בין זה לזה הלא לדברי תרב הלא לדברי הלא לבין מעילה דברי סופרים זמן עצי כהנים ועם תודה רבה למה הוא צריך לומר זמן עצי כהנים ועם אמרו, כשאלו בני הגולה, לא מצאו עצים במשכה ועמדו אלה והתנדבו משלהם. And therefore it became קבוע, because כך יתנו נביאים שביניהם. שאפילו לשכה מלאי עצים, יהיו אלה מתנדבים משלהם. שניהם והגורלות, טיפלנו על קורבן העצים, הכהנים והלווים והעם, להביא לבית אלוהינו, לבית אבותינו, לעידים מזומנים, שנה ושנה. ובאר המזבח השם לא כנו, ככתוב בתורה. ועמהם כהנים הלווים וכל מי יצר את הרמון. מה היו בני גונבי עלי ובני קוצי קציה? אמרו פעם אחת גזרה מלכות גזרה ישראל שלא יביאו עצים למערכה ושלא יביאו ביקורים לישראל, לירושלים והושיבו פרוסדאות על הדרפים כדרך שהושיב ירבם בנבד שלא יעלו ישראל לרגע. מה עשו קשרים ירי חץ באותו הדור? הביאו סלי ביקורים וחיפום בקציות ונטלום ועלי על כתפיהם כיוון שגיעו עצו פרוסדאות אמרו להם, איך אתם הולכים? אומרים להם לעשות שני גולי דבלה ולהכתשת שלפנינו בעלי של כתפינו כיוון שעברו מהם יתרון בסלים והביאו לירושלים תנא הנה הם בני סלמי הנטופתי תנא רבו למהים בני סלמי הנטפתי אמרו פעם אחת גזרה מלכות גזרה יסר שלא יביאו עצים במערך ושיבו פרוסדות על הדרכים כדרך שהושיב ירבן בן נבט על הדרכים שלא יעלו ישראל לרגל מה עשו ירחת שבאותו הדור הביאו גזריהם ויעשו סולמות הניחו הכתביהם ויוכלו להם, כיוון שהגיעו אצלם, אמרו להם, וכאן אתם הולכים? אמרו להם להביא גוזלות משופר שלפנינו בסולמת שולה על כתפינו, כיוון שעברו מהם פרקום, והביאום ואלון לירושלים, ועליהם והכה יוצא בהם, הוא אומר, זכר צדיק לברכה, וירבן בן נבט וחבריו נאמר, בשם השם ירכב, ועשרים בו בני פחד מואב בן יהודה, תן בני פחד מואב בן יהודה, הנה אין בני דוד בן יהודה, דיב רבי מיר, רבי יוסי אומר, לא, הנה אין בני יואב בן זרויה, ועשרים בו בני עדין בן יהודה, תן רבונו בני עדין בן יהודה, הנה אין בני דוד בן יהודה, דיב רבי יהודה, רבי יוסי אומר, הנה בני מואב בן זרויה, ביחד בטבת שבו בני פרו שנייה, מרני מתניתים, לא רבי מאיר, לא רבי אלו, לא רבי יוסי, אי רבי מאיר, סמו יצאת בני פרעו שנייה, it should have said בני דוד בן יהודה שנייה. If it was רבי יהודה, סמו יצאת בני פרעו שנייה, it should say שובו בני דוד בן יהודה שנייה. If it's רבי יוסי, it should have done the same for בני יהודה בן סרויה שנייה. ליהודם רבי יוסי, רבי יוסי, רבי יוסי, there's no sheet in רבי יוסי who held that יהודה בן סרויה came twice. ואחד בתיבד לא היה בו מעמד. אומר להם, הקשיש, הברית הפריסטי לבש, מה ישנה הלל, זה דוחי דידי, ומה ישנה מוסף, זה לא דוחי דידי. אומר להם, רבש, what do you mean, לא דוחי דידי? Obviously it's דוחי דידי, אשלב דידי, דוחי דידי, לא כל שכן. אומר להם, לא, אחי כמין לך, לא להתחי אלו דידי, זה מי הלל, זה עוד דוחי דידי. אומר להם, אה, איקר רבי יוסי, לקרק אבתך, תתני רבי יוסי, לקרקים שיש בו מוסף, יש בו מעמד, meaning what? Mamad Maim, Mamad Shacharit. Who argued on that? Tana Gama Nami Achikama. Ella, Mamad Musaf. What's he saying? Did they deny it? Nami lo dochim. Nobody holds that. Ella, the Mincha. Korbanetim is dochim Mincha. Ella, lav the Ne'ila. So, Shmamina, did they dochim? The lav did they lo dochim? Shmamina. Anyway, getting back to the issue. Listen, Nami Bechad Minisan. Also, by here, by my measure, about halal, the carbon musa, the carbon eitzim, on my rova, zotar merit, elil, the reshiach, it's not considered really halal. It's lovely, right? The yom rev yofim, shumer, shumer, and yotzeller. Only shmonas are yom bashana, yachid gomer behemet halal. Ve'elo hein shmonat yimei achad, shmonat yimei chanukah, yom tefarit shal pesach, yom tef shal atzeret, ubegola, yom echad yom elohim, tisha yimei achad, שמונת ימי חנוכה, שני ימים הראשונים של פסח, שני ימים טובים של הצעת. רב איקלו לבבו, חזינו לקוקר ילי לבריש יחד. סבור לב סיכינו, כימן דחוזו לקום הדלג דלוגי, או, שמע מנמיני אבתיהם בידיהם. תנא, יחיד לא יתחיל, ואם יתחיל, גומר. I didn't say that the first time, I know that, skip that. No, should have told me. Right, so again, the question is, most of the pshat is you don't say, where would it be known here that if a yochid said the bracha, that for those who learn it, he was talking about a bracha, that he should finish the last bracha. Because you have a beginning bracha and end bracha. So if he said the first bracha, he should say the last bracha, from which the Rishonim bring a raya that you see from here, that even if you're not mechuyev a bracha on a minhag, it's not considered to be a bracha of atola. Because otherwise we should say, Mishach HaShum Yachzor V'Yoch HaShum Acher. You ate one garlic, it doesn't mean you can't use Listerine, you got to use another garlic. So why should you make the second bracha? Must be that already, even though you're not mechuya, but if you did it, it's better to do it correctly if you have the closing bracha. Interesting here. I want to say something, but say it later. Chamisha dvarim, iruha d'avotenim v'shiva z'avotamos. Yishtar v'alva kod me'nalam, d'tanim v'shisho v'parish nipnu aseret ha'dibrot v'yisrael. Rav'yos v'shiva v'alva. So, Madiyam and Bashisha Nitnu, so that's fine, Bashisha Nitnu, but Bashiva Olam Hashem. Madiyam and Bashiva, Bashiva Nitnu, but also on the same day, Bashiva Olam Hashem. Tithti, Vaikra Moshe, Vayom Hashvichti, Vayavu Moshe, Betuch Hanan, Vayal Alahar, Vayim Moshe, Vayar Arboim, Yom Varboim, Vayla. So you have Esrim, Varbar, the Sivan, Sheitzer, the Tammuz, Molul Arboim, then Bashiv, Sebetamuz, Nachit, אַט דאָבריין לוחות, תכתיב, ויקשר קראת על המחנה, ויער את היגה וישרת מי ידו את הלוחות, וישבר אותם תחת הער, the same day. בוטל אותמי, that's Gemara, הופקה העיר, it wasn't בשיבה עשר, it was בחד שבי ביתי שער הכל, it's fair. ויחזק עליו בעיר, תיבטר ותיבקע העיר, אמר רב לא קשה, כאן בראשונה, כאן בשנייה, תתניה, בראשונה הופקה העיר בתשעה בתמוז, בשנייה, בשיבה עשר, בואו. Sorav Apostolos of the Torah, that's a Gemara. He amid selim beichal, who amad selim beichal minala, tehtim miyetu sarat amid, vilotet shikut shomim. Wait a minute, it was Chanu. Daniel himself says, Akrav Shikutsin Bishomim. Why is it called only one? Omar Rav, well, originally there were three. Menofa Chadakabri, Ketavi Lo Yadi, Vishtakich, Tavi Katich, Beit, and Tzavi Tukaruve Beita, Yotcha Shulimat Lein.